Blog Talk Radio.
With your hands lifted up and say, say it like this, take the limits off.
We love you, Holy Spirit, yes, we adore you.
Comes from the prophet Jeremiah, familiar passage, the 29th chapter and the 11th verse. Simply reads, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." The word of God is already blessed. Amen.
Thank you. I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you bought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget, oh, never.
Hallelujah in this place. Hallelujah in this place. We are so grateful to be back in the house of the Lord one more time. God has been good to us and good to you, and we thank God for his presence. I am Pastor Person, the senior pastor of the Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, and again, I want to thank you for worshiping with us today. Please make certain that you share this broadcast to your neighbors and your friends. Invite them to join with us here. We are so grateful for the TTLO platform, radio platform, that for those of you who cannot get it via Facebook Live, you can listen to the service over the telephone. We are excited about this opportunity to add another way, another platform for you to worship with us today. I just want to make mention of a couple of things before we continue on with our worship today. We are still getting thank you letters from our 20 class of 2020, and I would like to share another one. Thank you for those who have already sent letters and notes to the church, and I know that there are more to come. It says, Dear Pastor Person, the scholarship committee, and Ebenezer family. As you know, all know, this past week has been very difficult for me as I have lost a close friend to gun violence. I appreciate everyone's prayers and thoughts. I'd like to thank the scholarship committee for their generous token when I graduated from college. My Ebenezer family has always been there for me, and I love and appreciate you all. And this note is from Jakari Hill, who is a recent graduate of the University of Michigan. And we are continuing to pray for her as she continues to go forward in life. It is not lost to us that it was a very difficult time for her in losing a friend who was in celebration with her for her achievement. And we are continuing to pray for our city. As many homes and many families are being affected by the gun violence that is occurring in the city of Chicago. And we're praying for our city. We're praying for our public officials in the hopes that we can stem this tide of violence. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. At this time, our music ministry will come and render a selection as we continue to worship the Lord through song.
My sight and at the cross, at the cross, where I first saw the light and the burden of my heart were rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight and now I'm happy day. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I relieved my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
One more time, man. Celebrate the cross every Sunday, but on first Sundays it just means a little bit something different.
Because this is the day that we read, that we set aside, that he shed his blood, not just for you, but for me and for everyone. He said he had came that not that you he came that not that you might have life, but that you would have it more abundantly. That's what he came. So for all of us who are here, recognize who God is and that he shed his blood even for me, even for you at this time. This is the time of the service where you can definitely participate with us on today. We are excited about this. Thank you again. I'll say this in the place of the pastor. Thank you again for your continued efforts and your continued giving. We appreciate those of you who are continue to push forward, even in the midst of turmoil, even in the midst of struggle. You have not forsook your obligations, and we are grateful to all of you for that.
Amen.
So now is the time that you can give with us. Remember, you can give several ways here at the Historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. You can text to give. That's right, text to give. Put the amount in and then just text the number already showing up on your screen. You can text to give. You can also give at EbenezerBronzeville.org. That's right, EbenezerBronzeville.org. All you have to do is hit the donate button and go ahead and do that. And you can send your money in online. If you prefer to use snail mail, you can do that as well. You can just drop us a dime at 4501 South Vincennes Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60653. And if you feel so inclined just to get out and get some fresh air, feel free to drive over to 511 East 45th Street. That's the other side of the building. And drop your envelope right in the mailbox. Come on, come on. Join in with us. Thank you.
bow before you with clean hands. Because of mercy everlasting, with clean hands we sing your praise. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to the King. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah. Sing hallelujah to the King. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to the King. 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 To the King, hallelujah. To the King, hallelujah. To the King, hallelujah. To the King, hallelujah. To the King, hallelujah, to the King, hallelujah, to the King, hallelujah, to the King.
Hallelujah to the King. He is worthy of the praise. And I know that there are some among us who are watching and who are listening, who might be being challenged at this moment. I want to encourage you today just to continue to press your way through with praise. Continue to trust and believe that God will keep you. God will sustain you. God will cover you even now. We are remembering all of those in our faith community who are sick and shut in. We're asking this week if there are any special prayer requests as the office works to update our prayer list, that you would call the church this week and let them know that you desire to be on the prayer list. or if you are aware of someone who needs to be on the prayer list. Because we affirm and we believe that prayer changes things. And we know that for some of you, you need to know that the people of God are touching and agreeing with you for whatever you stand in need of. If you need healing, if you need peace, if you need resources, we want to pray for you. We want to lift you up. Hallelujah in this place. Hallelujah in this place. We continue to press forward during this season of pandemic. And I want to read into your hearing once more and again the text that was read earlier, found in Jeremiah 29 and 11. And I know you know it. It is a familiar text. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. You may be seated in his presence. For a thought this morning, waiting for restoration. Waiting for restoration. We're all waiting for an expected end to this pandemic. With all the complaining that we did before the pandemic, life sure was better then than it is now. I don't know about you, but we don't like this social distancing thing. If you're truly honest, you recognize that humans need interaction. I recall the lyrics of a song as a child. I remember hearing, no man is an island. No man stands alone. Each man's joy is joy to me. Each man's grief is my own. We need one another because it's the way we were created. It's part of our DNA to be social beings. So it's natural to be impatient. Impatience is the driving force behind our desire to normalize our activities. And for those who are still unemployed or laid off or furloughed, impatience is coupled with the need to restore financial security for yourselves and for your families. After 3 or 4 months of shutdown, the states were cautious about reopening. No one wanted to see a resurgence of the dreaded virus. Everyone is on their guard, and we should be. There is no question that until we have a vaccine, there will be ups and downs across our country. Outbreaks will occur. We are in the grip of an enemy who knows no boundaries, and our only weapon is separation. God knows all about the effects of separation. When evil threatens, the Lord uses separation as a tool for restoration. What do you mean, preacher? Well, he separated Noah by commanding him to build an ark to save a generation from evil. He separated Abraham from his country, his kindred, and his father's house to establish a covenant with him as his one true and living God. He separated the Hebrews from the Egyptian slave masters to bring them out of bondage. And he separated himself from his only begotten Son as the price for our redemption. And when the church at Corinth was struggling with sin, Paul delivered a message from the Lord saying, wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. God is only able to restore us when we separate ourselves from the evil around us. You think this pandemic is difficult? You think this pandemic is hard? You need to consider Judah. Judah was separated from God because of their being separated for 70 long years, but God used their 70 years of separation to give Judah hope and a plan for their future. And I declare today, Ebenezer, that God is making plans for us right now. Many people are taking, and sometimes unwittingly, restoration into their own hands, saying, the Lord will protect me. But that's the same lie Satan told Jesus in the wilderness. Throw yourself down from this mountain, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee. And what did Jesus say? Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And so all you non-want-to-wear face maskers, I say unto you, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Wear your mask. As Christians, we know that suffering is inevitable, but misery is optional. So what should we do while we wait for restoration? First, we need to seek God with all your heart and your soul. While we are absent one from another, this is the perfect time to examine our relationship with God. It's a good time to humble yourself and pray and seek God's face and purge yourself of anything that separates you from the Lord. If we are learning anything from this crazy, topsy-turvy year, it is that God does not play. And it could be that he is weary of our wayward ways. Like the tribe of Judah, too many have kicked God to the curb in favor of our own choices and our own desires. We have no time for prayer, no time for meditation, no time to listen to the Spirit of the Lord. We're too busy ripping. We're too busy running to seek the Spirit of the Lord. But look what happened. When the Spirit takes over, when the Spirit of the Lord came upon Othiel, Israel had peace for 40 years. When the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, his army of 300 slew the Midianites. When the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jephthah, Israel overcame the Ammonites. When the Spirit of the Lord fell upon Jesus, he preached the gospel to the poor and the brokenhearted and the captives and the blind. And when the Spirit of the Lord falls on us, God will move us one step closer to our expected end of this pandemic. But we must seek him with all our hearts. Deuteronomy 4:21 says, but if from this thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him. And if thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Secondly, study God's word to understand his purpose. Too many Christians claim to have found the Lord, but they have no desire to learn more about him. Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. We often carry a heavy yoke because we refuse to take the time to learn more about the Savior who pulled us out of the muck and the mire of sin. Which is wiser, beloved, to follow an unknown path or to learn about the straight and narrow path that leads to life? Solomon told his son to incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. Instead of running around like we know it all, now it's a good time to study, to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Don't be like Nicodemus, who thought he already knew everything. Take some time to study the gospel of Jesus Christ, for there's a book to be studied before your ministry can be fulfilled. There are commands to be obeyed before your duty can be performed. There are prayers to be prayed before your promises can be claimed. There's a spiritual course to be completed before your goals can be reached. And so I say, beloved, learn to bridle your tongue, lest your gossip cripple someone's character. Learn to help and not hinder. Learn to commend and not criticize. Learn to care for one another and not condemn one another. Learn to respect each other and not ridicule each other. Learn to give and not gripe. Bless and not to burden. Take this time to get wisdom, because Solomon said it's the principal thing. But with all your getting, he says, get an understanding. Finally, once you have sought the Lord and studied to understand his wisdom, it's a good time to serve God with all of your strength. I ask you, what good is an education without application? What good is it to have all these years of biblical knowledge and wisdom and do nothing with it? It's useless. Faith without works is dead. James says, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. A disciple must become a reflection of his teacher. Jesus was hospitable. He provided wine at a wedding. Jesus had compassion. He touched the hand of Peter's mother-in-law so that the fever left. Jesus offered healing. He gave sight to a man born blind. Jesus comforted a grieving mother. He restored life to a 12-year-old. Jesus shared his message of hope with the next generation. He welcomed children into his arm. What good is a light under a bushel? The word says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. When Judah grew weary of their separation from the Lord and from Jerusalem, God sent Jeremiah with a message. For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years he be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word towards you in causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. The Lord is preparing a way out of no way for those who would trust him. He is, beloved, at this very moment working to bring an expected end to suffering for those who love him and trust him. While we wait, let's be obedient to his call. Let us seek him while he may be found. Let us study to understand his purpose, and let us serve him with all vigor, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. So if you need a greater blessing, develop a greater faith. While you are waiting for your restoration, develop a faith that believes the word of God. Develop a faith that stands on the promises of God, that relies on the mercies of God, that trusts the wisdom of God. Develop a faith that accepts the will of God, a faith that enjoys the fellowship of God, a faith that sees the future glory in spite of the present gloom, a faith that sees the future light in spite of the present darkness, a faith that sees our healing in spite of our present sickness, a faith that sees your crown in spite of your present cross. I don't know about you, beloved, but I'm waiting for restoration. I said I'm waiting for restoration, because I have learned a long time ago that they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as the eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. I'm waiting on restoration, because restoration is coming. For the Lord hath not brought us thus far just to leave us. The word of God for the people of God, and all of God's people said, amen, amen, and amen. We're going to open the doors of the church at this time. Perhaps there is someone here that is responding, would like to respond to this invitation. The Lord has been good to you. The Lord has been merciful to you. Now is the time to make that commitment unto the Lord.
Open doors.
The doors of the church are open.
I cannot see. Jesus will.
Yes, Jesus will.
Jesus will.
Is there one? Perhaps you have been out of the fellowship of a church.
Oh, we'll make all.
Now is the time to give your life to the Lord. If you would like to be a part of this fellowship, just text your information through the chat comment, and one of our deacons or church clerks will follow up with you.
Open doors that I cannot see.
Hallelujah.
Jesus will. Jesus will. Oh, will make all my decisions for me. Jesus will.
Yes, yes.
Jesus will. When I'm in trouble.
Yes, yes.
He gives me a song.
Yeah, yeah.
In the night season and all the day long. Oh, make me do right when I would do wrong. Jesus will.
Jesus will.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus will.
Oh, yeah. Jesus will. I know he will. He said he will.
Time we will give you just a moment to gather your elements as we prepare our hearts and minds to commune together. Hallelujah in this place. Hallelujah. Christ our Lord invites us to this, his table, all who love him and seek to grow in his likeness. We make our humble confessions unto the Lord. Let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, we thank you for your sacrifice. We thank you, O God, that you decided to die, that no man took your life, but you gave up your life freely for the remissions of sin. God, we thank you for your sacrifice, and we pray, O God, upon the elements that are before us right now, whether we are in person in this space or at our various homes and destinations. We pray, O God, that this liquid, this juice will become for us your body, that your blood that was shed, and that these elements, this bread, will become your body that was broken for us. Sanctify these elements wholly, O God. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. On the night in which our Lord and Savior Jesus was betrayed, he took the body, bread, and he said, "This is my body that represents, this bread represents my body that was broken for you. Take, eat all of it to your comfort." And in like manner, when supper was over, he took the cup and he said, "This cup represents my blood that was shed for you. As often as you drink this, you do so in remembrance of me. Drink ye all of it to your comfort." Hallelujah. Hallelujah in this place.
The blood that gives me strength
from day.
To the highest mountain.
and it flows, and it flows,
and it flows
to the Lord,
to the Lord
in
valley.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the blood that gives me strength from death. With us here today. We encourage our members to join with us this Wednesday at 6:15 on the Zoom platform for prayer and 6:30 for our continued Bible study in the book of Acts. Please join with us. We are excited what God is doing. We're praying God will find favor with Ebenezer, and we are trusting and believing that he will do that. We pray that you have a wonderful week in the Lord, that you stay safe, and that you understand that we are still in this season. Wear your mask, keep your distance, so that we, when we are able to reopen, we can all be here together. Let us receive the benediction now unto him who's able to keep you from falling, to him who's able to present you for his Father with exceedingly great joy. To the all-wise God be dominion and power, honor and glory, now, henceforth, and forevermore. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit is our prayer. Amen. Go in peace.